This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers. Save 34% off hosting with code MMAN34OFF.
NordVPN, protect your IP address online, get 77% off 3-year plans with code MMA Nuts.
Smart Home, one of the world's largest home automation retailers, get $20 off $100 or more with code 20 off MMA. New Republic, luxury shoes and accessories at attainable prices. Get 10% off site-wide with code MMA10.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 437. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Back with the MMA show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious.
I don't know what happened.
I was like, shit, man.
Apparently, the beer gods.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll, I guess.
It's okay. I will be famished. It's all good.
You can go get
parched.
A beer.
Which one?
Both.
Both famished and
you can
parched.
Be famished and parched.
I'm already famished because of the fasting.
I hear you.
It's interesting, though.
What's that?
Because some nights I sit on my couch, and some nights I don't.
Okay.
So you have thoughts. You're sitting there and you're going, you're like watching TV or you're doing something and you're like, I could eat right now. And then you're like, no, but I'm fasting. And then like 10 minutes later, it's like, but I could eat right now.
You could.
Like,
you're
I could totally eat, but I'm not going to. And then like the mind goes, but there's ice cream in the freezer. You would totally eat some ice cream. I'm like, I could eat that right now. You're like, no, but I'm fasting. And it's right. Like the constant dialogue. And then it's always a win for me if I wake up in the morning and I have not caved. I feel good about myself. Does that happen to you?
100%. You're like, sometimes I'll take the melatonin early because I want to just shut everything off because I start getting those same feelings and urges. I'm like, well, if I take two of these melatonins.
Two?
Well, they're only like 3 milligrams, so it's like 6. That's not even working anymore. I gotta up the dosage, but I just want to check out sometimes and not feel those feelings. So
those are horrible feelings.
Yes,
I'm having that feeling right now. Like I can eat right now.
It's probably the calories from the beer.
It doesn't help. I would say if you drink while you're fasting, it makes your hunger go up. But then I typically just fight it, you know, with girth.
That's what it's all about.
it's all about the girth.
I hear that. We had fights this weekend. UFC on ESPN4. And I'll ask this question. Do you think we'll ever get a fucking UFC or MMA event where I don't have to hear, woo, woo?
Probably not.
Woo.
I think it's a given now.
It's just so beyond done. And who thought that would be a good idea to do, especially if you're in the crowd? And hey, here's another idea. Maybe you should beat the shit out of anybody in the crowd that starts
woo.
Wooing.
Didn't it start in like Canada or something? No.
Well, it's Vegas? The stupid Ric Flair WWE WWF shit from back in the day where he used to do that, and somehow it came over to fucking MMA. The big thing used to be put him in body bag, Johnny. People yelling that, or
yeah.
Forgot what the other shit was. Used to yell way back.
Go to your home.
10 years ago. Yeah, but. So this card, we had Leon Edwards versus Rafael Dos Anjos as the main event, and it went the polar opposite of what I thought. I thought Dos Anjos, he's been looking sharp of late.
Yep.
With the massive porn stash.
He looks weird with that porn stash.
He looks super weird.
I don't like it. It's like Aldo when he had the porn stash.
Yeah.
I don't. So strange.
I think I prefer Rafael is better.
Maybe I should try the porn stash. What do you think?
Maybe. You look a little rapey if you do that.
Slightly. Maybe that's what will be working for me now.
Maybe.
The point
you go like a Freddie Mercury type shit.
Yeah, it was like.
Or are you going to take it all the way down, like carry it down the handlebars?
No, it's Freddie Mercury just straight across. That might be a little like rapey look for me. I can see that. That's why when I go on dates, it's implied what's about to happen. There's going to be some rapiness happening on this date.
Yeah, you getting raped.
Me getting raped, of course.
Yes, that's
which I'm totally
way.
Totally okay with.
Of course,
yes.
So Leon Edwards, he looked very tall and imposing. I think his length and girth, his distance control,
okay,
a little bit of the grappling when he needed it, and the elbows. It might have been 5-0, but I could argue around for Rafael Dos Anjos. So.
Okay.
It's like solid 4-1. The other fight, Walt Harris and Alexei Oleinik.
Yeah.
Fucking Harris knocks out Oleinik in 12 seconds. He throws like a flying knee, hits Oleinik in the shoulder, and then fucking just left hand. Guy goes face down, breaks his leg in the process.
Ouch.
It's fucking brutal.
Did not see that. Sounds bad.
Yeah. And then he was like on the ground convulsing for a little while.
This guy's having a bad day.
It's never good.
No.
It's never good. He had Greg Hardy. He TKO'd Juan Adams in 45 seconds. So Adams went for the takedown. Hardy defends it. And while he's defending it, he's just fucking ringing him up. And then finally they stop the fight. Adams on his way out, he kind of, like a bitch, you know, throws his mouthpiece, runs out, and doesn't wait for, you know, Mergliotta to raise hands. And then I showed you this before the show, but Mergliotta raises Dan Hardy's hand, and then he's shaking his head like, ugh, I can't believe this fucking guy won. And I don't know, was that because he was doing a stupid dance, or is it just because he doesn't like Greg Hardy?
Probably both. But, you know, the ref should be neutral.
Yeah, should he
no emotion.
Exclude himself from that fight? Like,
yeah.
If I can't be impartial, should I be in here reffing for this
guy? Hell no, he should not be in there. Just like judges, you can't have partial.
I'm sure like, they are the most impartial. They're all on a take.
Have that. It's impossible, especially as a ref. So if it's close or shit happens, if you're going to be biased, that's not cool. I don't know what the beef is, but I think Hardy's got a lot of controversy, doesn't he, in his past?
Yeah, the domestic violence. I think that's why he got canned from the NFL, was from that shit.
So there. I mean, it could be that.
So he carries a lot of extra baggage. But now he's 5-1 in the UFC.
Looking all right, yeah.
Is it time for a top 10 opponent?
I would say yes.
I mean, can I give him a really high opponent, like maybe a number 4, like a Curtis Blaydes?
I wouldn't mind that.
Test him out.
Why not?
I mean, it's not exactly fair for Curtis, but what the hell? Sometimes you gotta give people a little taste of
villain medicine.
Street justice?
Street justice.
I don't know.
Blaydes is a good wrestler, though. That's good. I like that matchup. I think that'd be exciting to watch.
Because this guy keeps knocking fools out. So, what else? Hooker, flatline Vic, the hook in the first round. And then we have Andre Arlovsky and Ben Rothwell.
Ooh. Two. Going to decision, yeah?
Yeah. And Arlovsky looked so much better. And this is the first time in a while where I didn't see an Arlovsky with a stupid pawing jab. Like, anytime he threw a jab, he actually threw it. He was throwing combinations. He looked fast. He was mixing up his strikes. It's just Rothwell is tough as fuck. So he could take whatever you can give out. And then Rothwell had a little comeback in the third round, but it was a clear unanimous decision for fucking Arlovsky. So it was nice to see him looking better. And I think he's training at American Top Team now with Mike Brown as one of his head coaches. I swear I saw him in the corner.
So. Mike Brown is like this big.
I know. Okay. But he's also the same for Masvidal. He was in the corner for.
Okay.
So that's about it for that card. This weekend.
UFC 240?
The worst card in history.
Yeah, nobody's watching this.
Oh, my God. This is so
horrible.
I'm
not going to watch it.
Because I'm only going to mention the first two fights because I don't even know the other guys, the fucking three other guys or three other fights on the card. Mm-hmm. So you have Max Holloway and Frankie Edgar and Cyborg versus Felicia Spencer. So who you like in the Holloway versus Edgar?
I got to go with Frankie in this one by decision.
Oh, my God.
I know that's crazy. I don't think Holloway can finish him. And I think that has potential to be like fight of the year, I think. If Frankie's in his form of being able to absorb punishment,
yeah, you
know, it's got potential because those guys are both crazy. And
well, Holloway absorbed a lot of punishment too in that Poirier fight.
He did.
Talk about,
but I just feel like Frankie can take it, you know. So I say he ekes out a decision, like, you know, really close one, maybe like 49 something.
49-something, I like that. 49-whatever, 48.
Yeah.
I don't know how they score these things.
47.
It's two rounds. It's fucking, I don't know, 29, 28.
Isn't it five-round fight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I think it's going to be really tight margin decision. I doubt Holloway can finish him. What do you think?
I like Holloway all day. But I'm trying to decide. I'm still wondering too, like, Did that last fight take anything out of him against Poirier?
We'll
no, he
out.
Took a ton of fucking damage. So he learned from it. Did he recover enough? Because he was semi-brain damaged before one of the other fights, and they had to kind of pull him out.
Yeah, so. Had some issues on the home front. Things seem more settled now.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I like him. I don't know how. And then Cyborg's going to fucking flatline Felicia Spencer.
Yeah, I think
There's no doubt about that.
If anything other than that happens, I think it's going to be one of the biggest upsets ever.
Yes. So it should be a one first round KO. And then the next question is, what's going to happen to Cyborg? This is the last fight on our contract.
I think they let her go.
I think it's probably in the best interest of both parties to let her go. And I don't know where she ends up. Bellator is probably makes the most sense, because I think they had Julia Budd over there trying to call out Cyborg, and she's their, I think, 55-pound champion. I think that's a 55. Yeah. It's probably 45, because I think PFL is the only one doing 55. So.
Plus, Coker knows her and knows how to market her. They'll find her opponents, whether they're
And
known
I don't
or
care
not.
If she just knocks out cans. Yeah. I really don't, because it's exciting to watch Cyborg just beat the fuck out of people.
Yeah.
Even when she was Invicta and even Strikeforce back in the day, there were some good fights, so...
Wouldn't it be nice if you had a promoter that just lined up cans for you? Just
that's fine. Like, just set them up and knock them down.
That's right.
And if they're going to go that route, I feel like they should be able to do multiple fights in a night. Like, let that guy fight 3 cans in a night and then see. Mm-hmm. See how he does.
Okay.
Start with the strongest can first. Maybe it's made out of tin. Then you work your way down to, like, aluminum and then maybe magnesium.
Okay.
And I don't know what order of metals those are, but I'm guessing... strongest to least hardest.
Magnesium? Tin? A can? Magnesium? Okay.
Magnesium is very malleable.
I did not know
Look
this.
Look at me using big words. I don't even know what they mean.
How do you know that?
What?
How do you know about magnesium? What do you know about that?
Because I used to steal it in high school from physics class or chemistry class, because when you light it on fire, it gets super bright and blinds people.
Oh, good point. That sounds very
That's
safe.
Why we would steal it from class.
And so totally
light
safe.
Them.
Totally
Don't
safe.
Look right at it.
Yeah, yeah.
So then what happened news-wise? Your buddy.
Ah, my
your
friend.
In
my
the
friend,
news.
John Jones in the news. Apparently had some issue at a strip club in Albuquerque, New Mexico back in April.
Okay.
And unbeknownst to him, they are now filing some charges. And
charges? Well, what happened? What's the alleged...
Battery, basically. According to the report... he was at a strip club and, let me try to find the quote. It's, I just had it. So he was trying to get some lap dances, and he was being persistent about this lady giving him a table dance, which he kept telling him, like, no, I can't do that. And apparently he grabbed her and pulled her into his lap. So, I don't know.
Well, I also heard he allegedly put her in a chokehold, and he allegedly slapped her pussy.
That all happened?
Yeah. There was another website that reported that.
That's not in this report. But...
you're on the... I'm on the fringe.
MMA Junkie.
Yeah. I think it was MMA Mania.
Slapping of pussies and choking.
SB Nation.
It sounds a little over the top. But, I mean...
I don't know.
Depends what you're into. But...
it depends how much you pay. I think they allow that.
So, my question is...
Yes.
Is, are you surprised?
Well, there's two sides to every story, Ingo. Let it be heard in a court of law.
Maybe you shouldn't be in a strip club at all.
Probably not, when the guy's had multiple issues. But you can't... What's the story about the fucking snake and something else?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The snake was in the fire.
I think it's from Natural Born Killers.
The man grabs the snake, and the snake bites him. And then he falls back in the fire, and he still tries to get the snake out. Because it's in the snake's nature to
bite.
Yeah,
something like that.
Right? Something like that.
Yeah.
There's a couple versions. There's one with like a turtle and a snake or something weird. But it's in the nature of a snake to bite. So are you saying it's in the nature of a John Jones to be a complete fuck up? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, you can't take it out of him. We have a storied career. I mean,
fuck up.
He's the most troubled champion that the UFC bends over backwards the most for. They move a fucking event from one state to another so the guy can still fight. And they if your name's not Conor McGregor or John Jones, I mean, I think they only do it for John, because when does Conor fight? Never. And Habib, Like, I don't even know who the biggest stars are anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So am I surprised? No. It's like, where does this end up? Is it in a death? And I'm not joking. I'm just, like, curious. Like, where does this end? Because this guy knows no bottom. Even true or not on this story, I don't know. But...
Well, it sounds pretty factual in a lot of ways. And, like, I think he's not denying that he was at the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And nowhere does he deny this. But he's saying that this incident didn't happen, but he never said
it. Yeah, I got people that'll
corroborate my story.
That's a big word. Didn't use that one.
Yeah. Okay. But
how do you say that one again?
Go ahead. Corroborate.
Cooperate.
Cooperate.
It's cooperate. Like a red lobster. Wheel wobbles wobble, but they don't fall down.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm not sure what's happening. But okay. Carry on, Matt.
Okay. So I heard a rumor they're going to do Fedor versus Rampage.
Why?
Because they're both old and probably heavy. Have a couple fights left. Who do you favor?
I'm going to take Fedor in that one.
100%.
I don't see Rampage being successful in that fight.
Yeah.
The Sambo and the striking combined. I mean, he has a puncher's chance. He's always got that.
Rampage is just too slow.
He's way slow, though, yeah.
He's too slow. And he's eating way too much cheesecake when we saw him.
Yes.
That
sounds awesome right now. Don't talk about cheesecake.
Well, that's why I said sometimes when I'm fasting and I have all these shows that I like to watch, I have Chopped on demand, or I have so many shows of Chopped, and I forgot what the other one is. Guys, Supermarket Sweep. It's just another cook.
You like the cooking
all
shows,
these
huh?
cooking shows, yeah.
Oh, I just saw there's a show on Netflix I just started watching. That's really cool.
Cooking related? Or?
Yes, actually. There's this Jon Favreau one, which is really good.
What is that one
Chef's,
movie?
Chef's Table, I think, from the movie. It's based on the movie Chef.
Okay.
And then there's another one, Ugly Delicious, which is some Asian chef guy going around doing like different shit.
And he is ugly but delicious.
I don't know why it's called Ugly Delicious, but whatever. I highly recommend those too. Actually, if you like the cooking shit,
mm-hmm.
those shows make me hungry though. I can't watch those at night.
Gotta put some fucking blacksmithing show on. Or...
I almost ordered pizza at like midnight the other night because I'm like, they're having pizza. I'm like, that looks so good. I'm like, I'm not gonna get this kind of pizza.
Idea.
It's gonna be Domino's. It's not gonna taste like that. What's the point? It would feel good going down just for a minute.
Yeah, but then you'll feel horrible when you wake up the next morning.
Maybe.
Or you might feel awesome.
I could feel really awesome. It's possible.
Although I did eat a meatball sandwich with cheese today.
Yeah.
Hoping that would pass me out because I was fucking super tired, so I wanted to take a nap. So I'm like, I'm going to eat the biggest. It was a goddamn foot-long meatball sandwich with cheese.
Stop talking about food.
I figured I could get a good hour and a half nap in. I got fucking 10 minutes out of that hour and a half that I'd allocated for a nap. Did not work out for me.
So sad.
So back to some other fights. So here's another rumor of a fight. Damian Maia versus Ben Askren.
Okay.
We're working on that one. A couple questions. Why can't we feed Ben Askren to more strikers?
Well, you'd like to see that, wouldn't you?
Yes! Because I know where that ends. In a Ben Askren knockout. Mm-hmm. And who do you favor?
Damian, all day.
Really?
I think he's going to make him look like a chump. Fuck yeah. Jiu-Jitsu versus wrestling, I'll take Jiu-Jitsu all day.
I'll take wrestling all day. I'll take Ben Askren. Oh. That's the problem. I feel like Maya always gets fucked because they always give him to people they want to build. Like, they're trying to build the Askren name. So let's give him Damian Maya, who may have a fight left. I know Meyer was lobbying for that Diego Sanchez fight. Mm-hmm. Like, let him fight Sanchez. That seems like a more, like, two guys are, like, at the twilight of the career, probably Diego more than Damian.
Okay.
And Ben still got some life in him, so I don't want to, kind of don't like that matchup, but if they do it, I take Ben all day on that one,
unfortunately.
Another fight announced. This one's going to be tough. I don't know who to root for. Justin Gaethje versus Donald Cerrone.
Oh, that's tough.
September 14th.
Ooh, let me check my calendar.
I don't know. I think that's just like a fight night one and not a numbered card. But.
That's a Wednesday.
Like, fuck, man.
Sorry, no. That's a Saturday. Okay.
I like both. I got Gaethje's probably my favorite.
Gaethje on that one, I think. It's going to be close, but I think it's going to be a war. I like it.
Well, it's definitely going to be a leg kick heavy. It always is with Gaethje.
I don't like Cerrone's chances of not taking lots of damage in that fight.
He took a lot in the last one.
Yes, he did. I think he's going to take a lot in that fight, too. And so is Gaethje. I think they're going to be beat up, both of them.
Yeah, and I think that's how they like it.
Yes.
You know, right? Like, we're fighters, man. They announced Chris Weidman versus Dominic Reyes, who's ranked number 4 at 205. I've heard of him about 0 on October 19th. There was like some shit talking going back and forth. And how do you think Weidman's going to fare in his first fight moving up? Like, we kind of saw Rockhold came in and he fought Jan Blachowicz and I got KO'd, but I don't know if that was more of that seemed more just a flaw in Rockhold's defense where he's just habitually getting that left hook now. So I don't think it's him moving up in a matchup. I think it's more of his style. So Weidman's been having like varied success since he's held the title.
Yeah. Well, he's got knee issues that he's been dealing with his whole career pretty much. So I wonder if having more weight is going to put more strain on the knees or if the weight and all that extra stuff he carries around is going to help him be more successful.
I don't know.
So you're out of beer too. So sad.
I was looking for a bottle cap. All right. That's all right.
Don't know. I have one.
I don't want to touch that.
It's
tainted goods.
It's gluten laced.
Tainted goods. They said Kevin Lee moved out to TriStar and is now training with GSP.
Oh.
That's a shocker. You haven't heard a lot of guys moving out there of late, you know? You think you'd still... I would imagine... Fuck, man, if you're going to train with GSP, why wouldn't you take that opportunity and then have Firas Zahabi?
Mm-hmm. It's weird that GSP still trains.
Yeah, and it looks like he trains hard still.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, he's not just working out. He's, like, trying to kill people. And it's confusing to me. What's the story there? What's he doing?
Well, he's probably still holding out that he wants to fight again, I would imagine.
So he's going
to
stay in shape?
Yeah.
It must stay in the shape for the
just in case,
fights.
Right?
Whatever accent
is. I don't know. I'll make my own up. Just in case.
Okay.
I can't even do a GSP right now. I got nothing.
I am not impressed with your performance.
Okay. That's better.
That's a little bit better than yours.
Pretty now good. I got nothing for GSP.
My name is George. George St. Pierre.
George Santaropoulos.
I like the...
The big butts.
The big butts.
You cannot lie.
Cannot lie. I like the training. Mm-hmm. It's good for me.
Okay.
Now I'm Brazilian. My accent moves.
It went.
It goes all over the place.
You lost it.
I'm just throwing shots in the dark here.
Mark Mormundi said, he tweeted this out. He says, there's an interesting agenda item for Monday's, which was yesterday, California State Athletic Commission meeting. He said, a discussion on possible action on a regulation that would pull fighters who weigh more than 15% over the weight class the day of the fight.
Well,
you think that's a good idea? Like, should we be playing around with that? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I like any kind of thing they're trying to do in this space. I think they have to try some shit. And I'm okay with this. They have to try something.
I hear what you're saying. It seems like a backwards way to go about it. Because you're going to get a guy not rehydrating to where he should be. Like, he shouldn't be cutting. If he is rehydrating more than 15%, they have failed in keeping that person in the right weight class. Like, that should be their job, to keep people in the right weight class. So doing it after the fact. So say that guy to rehydrate to, call it 25%. I don't know how much he cut. Now you're only allowing him the 15. Now he's going to go in dehydrated or more dehydrated than he should be. It just seems like they're trying to go about it
in
the wrong way.
Is there some way they could measure easily, like a hydration level?
That's what 1FC was supposed to be doing, was checking the hydration levels. And I thought that we had talked about that too. It's like, if you have USADA doing all these random drug tests, why don't you do random weight tests? You know, you're fucking showing up all the time. You just check everyone's weight and get a better idea of where these people are. Or just push everybody up a fucking weight class.
Yeah, but then you're going to be back at the same thing again. So if they go up a weight class, they'll put more muscle on and then cut weight again. It's like never ending.
Yeah, you gotta monitor it. And I think some of the fighters are getting smarter about it because you're seeing more guys moving up in weight. Like, okay, you could just say Masvidal, Rockhold, Weidman of late, but there's been more than that. But most of the guys that have moved up have been successful. Cerrone did for a while, but now he moved back down.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to fix it. Is it going to be the fighter or the athletic commission? Who fixes it?
I think the fighters won't do it. They're going to game the system however they can. Somebody has to put some shit in place to kind of box them in, but I think it's going to be really difficult because they're always... This is the game. This is a competitive edge, you know, in any sport. Mm-hmm. They're going to do whatever they can to push that line. How far can you push it, you know?
I don't know.
Rumble Johnson cutting 80 pounds.
Right. I'm going to take a horse cock up my ass, go puncture my lung and come out my throat and then puncture my buddy's rectum.
That's right. Just so I can cut some weight.
Double rectus.
Double rectus. I feel like we did this. Was that from the last?
That was last week.
That, folks, is called the callback. If you don't know what that was from last show. Double rectus slide. Like, I've heard this before. When was that?
That was last week. That's so funny. I don't know where it came from. It just came, but... let's do a little pick of the week. What's happening in Paige VanZant world? I don't know. I'm just standing in front of a mirror, nothing fancy.
Oh.
Just, hey, how you doing?
I think she looks great there. No makeup, just kind of chilling. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Doing her vlog. She's got her new vlog up.
Vagina logs?
Yeah, that's what they said. You can apparently you can't slap those. It's not good.
No.
Unless you pay good money. Do a little ass nuts. Which MMA fighter has the greatest discrepancy between looks dangerous and actually is dangerous?
Greatest discrepancy?
Who's a killer that does not look like a killer?
I don't know. I feel like back in the day, I'm going to bring this up, like BJ Penn doesn't look dangerous at all.
Yeah,
he's just kind of like a fucking, looks like a little kid, but that could murder you, you know?
Yeah.
If he's motivated, of course.
Only that's like 15 years ago.
A motivated BJ Penn is very dangerous.
He was very dangerous, but back in the day... And fighting so...
Pat Barry's another one that comes to mind. But when he was still fighting and, saw, you know, kicking ass. Those leg kicks. He had that baby face thing going on.
I'm trying to think, who's a pretty boy that's actually dangerous? That's the challenge.
A pretty boy that's dangerous?
Yeah. Because most of the people that are scarred up or don't look like fighters... Fuck, I had someone in mind, too.
Fighters are not scarred up. You weren't thinking of Luke Rockhold, were you?
He's such a pretty boy.
But he was dangerous for a minute there.
Yeah, about a half second.
And then... I don't know.
I'm moving right along. Is Brendan Schaub worse at comedy than CM Punk is at MMA?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen his stand-up.
I haven't seen it
yet. I saw clips of it. And, I mean, it's hard to really gauge from short clips. I'd like to see the whole thing. If it comes out on Netflix or something, I'll watch that shit. Just to see. It'd probably be cringeworthy. It ain't Aziz Ansari funny. That shit was funny. I was rolling around on my living room floor. That is funny comedy. Joe Rogan, not that funny lately. I'm sorry. I love Joe, but
no,
stand-up is not funny.
It's stand-up's a tough game, and I judge a comedian by how far I can make it through their special before I turn it off. And
yeah,
out of all the ones I watched, Joe was at the bottom, unfortunately, for my style. But again, it's what you like.
Yeah,
maybe other people like it. It doesn't work for me.
Connect
like I felt like he was funnier, fucking 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And maybe it also is too seeing him in a club versus watching him on the TV.
Good point. You know, we sat like 10 feet away. Remember in Detroit?
In that one, yeah.
Like, a tiny little.
We saw him a couple times.
Comedy club in Detroit. Well, at the Chicago Theater, we were up in the balcony.
Oh Jesus, that was kind of way too big.
And it was a huge venue, but I don't typically like comedy that on that stage.
No, and the crazy thing is when we saw him in Detroit, Tom Segura was opening for him.
I forgot about, well, we were a little inebriated that night.
A little bit. And now Tom is like a fucking super successful comedian.
That's a good weekend. We should relive that weekend again.
And Joe Rogan is fucking 5'6", by the way. Fuck him in his 5'8". He is...
We still have the picture somewhere?
Somewhere. Maybe I can remember to post that, but...
It's on our Facebook, I think.
I'm fucking 6'1". He's barely 5'6".
He's a tiny dude. You almost had, did you have to duck down?
I think I might have been ducking a little bit. Because
he was like this on us, yeah. But like, you had to duck down.
Okay, dude. I thought you would be much taller. This is weird. It's all right. It's nothing but love. We already kind of answered that one. It's a Cyborg question. Then Rodrigo Machado closes it out. It's time. # Natural, # Matt Rape Train, # Ingo Sugar Daddy. What's the best comedy movie you have ever seen?
Best com? Oh fuck, man, that's a tough one. It depends on my mood. I don't know. Best comedy. Wow, that's hard to say.
Slapshot. I still go back to it.
Slapshot?
Yeah, it's fucking from like the 1970s. They use so many words in that movie that you can't say anymore.
I found my Netflix history. I just watched something that I thought was pretty funny. Slapshot's a good one. Animal House, always a go-to. I love that one. Caddyshacks. I don't know, man. Comedy, you typically, if you're watching comedy, mm-hmm. I'm not 100% in this plane. I'm like in other
usually
plane.
Usually I have my pants off. Maybe an eggplant.
Eggplant.
Planted somewhere.
Floating into space.
In my rectum.
High as balls, and I don't really remember exactly what's going on, but I know I'm laughing.
I like to set out vegetables and get high as fuck. I take my pants off, and I hope I fall backwards into one of them.
Into the vegetables?
Yes. Preferably a large squash.
A large squash. And my Netflix history.
Butternut squash.
I don't know. It's a tough one to answer.
What's your favorite song, and why this particular one?
Ooh, there's many. Favorite song. I definitely like, I gotta go to U2 off the Joshua Tree album.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of some other song already. I'm
thinking
of
something else. U2 Joshua Tree album. That's a tough one, man. I like that whole album. I don't know. I can't pick just one. I'm sorry.
Just one song?
I got to pick that album, Joshua Tree. So badass from start to finish. It's rock and roll, baby. You don't make albums like that anymore.
Well, yeah, they don't make albums anymore.
Some bands do. I do. There's some bands that put out albums, so it's pretty solid. You're thinking of some other song? Is it like some booty song? Some kind of like Public Enemy?
Booty Dance. Yeah, that's my song. Booty Dance.
Booty Dance.
Booty Dance.
Or what's that band, NWA? Is that what you're thinking about? Are we going to go like romance, Celine Dion?
No, I'm just still thinking. Maybe I want to Party in the USA. I think that's my favorite song. Miley Cyrus. Party in the USA. Look into it.
Okay.
If you were stranded on a deserted island, you could have only one item. What would it be?
One item?
It's called a fire starter. You need to make fire. Watch a lot of survival shows. These cocksuckers that don't bring a fire starter and are like, okay, I'm gonna fucking make this bow, this piece of wood with a string, and I'm gonna put another fucking
it's hard to do.
Board in there, and then they're out there for fucking 15 hours because they decided I could have just brought a fire starter and went chick, chick. But no, I'm an expert at making fires, and then they can't fucking make a fire for like 3 days, and then they're like, you dumbass, if you could bring one item, take something to make fire with, you can pretty much forge everything else. Yeah, a knife would be handy, but if you don't have fire.
Yeah.
Fire is probably your most important thing next to water. Water, fire, food. Or what's that?
Or a chick.
Fuck stick. What is that Not thing?
I'll bring a chick in that case. Fuck stick. Gwyneth Paltrow. It's me and Gwyneth. There we go. It's perfect.
And
sorry, Gwyneth.
You've
done fucked up. Like
you eat her afterwards.
It's the two of us. Sorry.
Just the two of us.
Guess we're going to have to bang.
This is how we make fire. It's called friction. Yeah. Just go for it.
That's right. And put a little like shrubbery on that shit or something.
Sure.
Probably already has some shrubbery.
The final question is more of a personal interpretation. Do you believe in luck? Or do you make your own luck?
Make my luck. I think luck is when preparation meets opportunity.
Preparation H?
No, just you prepare yourself enough and you have opportunities, it just creates luck. I don't think random luck happens. To me, not anyways. I never win at these like raffles or casino games, or I don't gamble at all. I just don't have this kind of luck.
Yeah, luck's around, but...
So, I don't know.
It's few and far between.
We make luck. That's right. We make babies too.
We make fuck. How's that?
Would you like to making fuck berserker? My love is like a taking like berserker.
There you go. I haven't heard that in like a while.
Yeah.
Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 53, MMA Made Me Come, number 5. I'm going to predict you're going to like this first one. Anastasia Yankova.
I like the name.
I can find her.
Oh, hello. Yeah, that's in my wheelhouse. Definitely.
Michelle Watterson. This is an older picture. She's like a 115-er.
Not bad.
Yep. It's not bad. And then Ronda Rousey. I chose a off the beaten path picture for her.
Yeah, she's hit or miss for me. In that photo, she's a miss. I don't know why. I'm going to kill Ronda Rousey.
Ooh, good for you.
I'm going to bang this Michelle Watterson, and I'm definitely going to marry this Russian or Polish, whichever one, Ukrainian.
Probably Russian.
Yankova.
I'll bang her. Mm-hmm. Kill Watterson and marry Rousey.
Marry Ronda Rousey. Good for you.
She's dirty.
Probably is.
Probably
or she's probably not. She's like a librarian. It's all prim and proper.
Oh, I doubt that.
Yeah.
Probably smells funny, though.
You think?
What did she say? Her dogs love the smell of her vagina?
Yes.
Okay.
The pH level of her vagina. Something.
You got any knowledge?
I just have one. I have Shaquille O'Neal, if I can bring it up. Was recently at a festival, having a good time. Tomorrowland in Europe. If it load. You saw this, I presume, yeah?
Oh, get that down. Getting pulled from
YouTube.
So,
live performance. There's Shaq in the front row.
That is so absurd.
Like, I'm wondering if you're a guy behind that guy, and you're like, what the fuck? And it's in Europe, and I wonder if they don't know who Shaq is. And then he's in the mosh pit, too. Did you see this one?
Yeah.
Mosh pitting.
He's goddamn 2 feet taller than everybody else. He's got 150 pounds on anybody remotely close to him.
I had no idea he was into this shit. You think Shaq's all like...
I don't know what the sound is.
You think Shaq is all into like ecstasy? And doing
He'd be true. He's all mushroomed out right now on ayahuasca.
I feel good. Timber!
Bitches up.
So yeah. Oh, my iPad's almost dead. So yeah, I don't know. Good for Shaq. He gets a lot of shit on the like NBA commentary because they're always riling him up and I don't know. People give him a hard time.
Seems like a nice guy.
Seems cool to me, yeah. Loves to eat. Him and Barkley always arguing.
Barkley looks like he likes to eat more than the Shaq.
They probably both
He's
like
way him. Out of shape.
Yeah, but, you know, he was out of shape when he played.
Yeah.
Now he's more out of shape.
Here's a dog using his reach and some head movement. Usually I don't see this when a dog and a cat fight. Like, look at how he's using his head movement.
Like, I'm gonna be back.
Like, I'm gonna paw you to death. Oh, now I'll bite you. He's like, that's smart, because normally the cats beat the fuck out of the dogs. He's like, you can't get me.
No.
You can't get me. I'm fucking John Jones, bitch.
Nice.
And then a couple bites. Like, we're on loop now.
I like it. That dog's smart. Looks like they love each other, man. They love. You got to love the kitty cat.
Spatial.
Awareness?
Something like that. Dogs, cats, women, Paige Van Zandt.
Women don't have spatial awareness.
They don't. That's it. The short show this
Very
week?
Short. Kind of short. I think that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Wego.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.